Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Come on in to another episode of Game Runs Deep and Talking Champions. I'm Sudu. That's Ben Garrett. And we've got a hell of a lot to get to today, Benny. We got some CFP stuff to talk about, and we definitely got to talk about the transfer portal, which is, I can already tell based on the comments that are coming in on off the YouTube stream, that's everything everyone wants to talk about. So, first of all, what's up, dude? What's changed since I talked to you yesterday?
Well, for the first time in a while, and I want to apologize for my fellow choir members at Hillcrest Baptist Church, I completely overslept, like completely. And it was funny. I set my alarm this morning to get up and go to church for like, I was going to skip Sunday school. You know, Dale Manning, my Sunday school teacher, he's the best. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I was planning to skip out today, but I thought I was like, I had it set for like 9 o'clock easy. And sure enough, it came and went in Sudu.
Hey, you've been burning that midnight oil, man. You've been out trying to get all this information on all these transfers. I mean, you know, I'm sure they understand.
A lot's going on. I mean, like you've got, hey, Mary, howdy, toddy. You've got 4 commitments already for Ole Miss out of the transfer portal. And this is a very busy transfer portal Sunday for Ole Miss in terms of hosting visitors. It's kind of wild because Ole Miss leaves out. I asked Pete Golding about this yesterday. They leave out 2 days before. So Monday, Tuesday, they're leaving out to go to the Fiesta Bowl. They play on Thursday, which doesn't make any sense to me. What? Come on, Ben. What did I do this time?
I think he's talking about you oversleeping.
I know. Destin goes to church with me. Yes, it's my fault, dude. I blame myself. Well, hey, in my defense, my wife and kids, you know, they weren't going today regardless. But I was like, you know, I'm going to be a good godly example, you know, earthly father example for my kids. I'm going to go. And sure enough, dude, I slept amazingly and woke up right at like 10:36 and went, oh, what an amazing sleep. Oh, my God. You know, like, come on, dude. But God is good, and we're still here, man. I watched my church on TV, watch my sis, Mary Beth. She's not my real sister, but like she's my, you know, figurative sister, sing a solo. So I'll be back next week. But right now it's a busy time. You're right. I was burning the midnight oil last night because there's a lot of cool stuff, dude.
We got a listener from Trnava, Slovakia, bro. How crazy is
what?
That?
What? Where do you see that?
I posted it up. It's a pinned question or comment.
Hey, I want to give you a little love here. Look at Eli Perkins. Shout out to Sudu.
Oh, Eli, my guy.
He was on the pod a couple of months. He liked Miami for a national champion, and you guys thought he was crazy, including Jared Ivey, who hit me up on the Instagram, former Ole Miss defensive lineman, playing for the Seahawks now. He's awesome. I love Jared. And he hit me up on Instagram, was like, dude, I'm sorry that you have to deal with this stupidity all the time.
Yeah.
To which Sudu, you know, when Miami upset Ohio State, what's the first thing you texted me?
I said, get Jared on the phone. Get Jared on the phone.
Where's Jared at? You know, like, I don't hear the talk. What are we going to do about quarterback? Hammond Austin's asked. I talked to an SEC assistant yesterday, specifically, who's deeply connected with him, talking about Deuce Knight. And he put it this way, as far as I know, he's coming to y'all, meaning Ole Miss. So I don't think anything's really changed in that way for him. But certainly, you know, with Trinidad's waiver, and you just don't know when that's coming. And Austin Simmons, you know, headed to the portal, likely from Missouri. They're going to add multiple transfer quarterbacks. I think that Josh Hoover from TCU is a guy that they really have a ton of interest in. Did you see where Brendan Sorsby is going to get like $4 to $7 million or something crazy from Kentucky?
Yeah. Wait, was that Sorsby getting that from Kentucky?
Sam Levitt.
Yeah, I saw. But yeah. Hey, this is the Kentucky. This is what they do, man. And I love Sam Levitt, and I wish him nothing but the best, but most of the time, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they go to Kentucky and think of all those guys, Graham Mertz. I mean, just think of Will Levis.
Yeah.
I mean, they hyped up Levis, and we all knew Levis. I mean, the way he played against Ole Miss, that was that 2022? So it just doesn't work out. But more power to Sam Levitt. I hope it works out for him.
And then Brendan Sorsby, like I've been hearing all Texas Tech for Brendan Sorsby, which is Sudu's dude. And
yeah, I like you know,
I think he can play. No, I think he's got real next level talent. I think he can really play. And everything I was hearing was essentially that they were going to dump a bag with Texas Tech and not let him leave Lubbock. Yeah. Now LSU on a visit. Ole Miss has got an LSU wide receiver in town, Kyle Parker, who they really, really like. Again, four commitments already. We'll get right to them, but it's crazy. They play in the Fiesta Bowl on Thursday, and all the while, what are they doing?
This is the dumbest like run business in the entire country, dude.
Why couldn't this have waited for 2 weeks?
I know.
What's the harm of that? Like, why couldn't it be just February's portal month? This is bizarre, but yeah. I think it's certainly a feather in the cap of Pete Golding that they're already off to such a hot start, and it kind of validates everything he's been saying about their strategy. And also Keith Carter going, dude, we've got to keep the organization intact, right? We got to keep this group together, because organizationally, top to bottom, almost is in a really good place. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right, man, that, like, it's a bizarre, terrible calendar. But if you're Ole Miss, few are doing it better both on and off the field right now than you.
Hey, that's the Pete Golding. It's like the Pete Golding approach. I mean, this man has not made an excuse. This man hasn't. Mm. You know, there's been other coaches at the program that love to make excuses.
That, you know. Oh, multiple. Did you see what my guy Chase Parham put out there on Twitter?
No.
Okay, bro, hold on. Essentially, you know how every time, you know, anybody tried to get Lane to just have even faint praise,
right?
He always has something to say. Like, after the Florida game, we all go, like, there's no reason to bring up the Citadel attendance, which was all actually better than what some SEC teams had for SEC games. But it was funny. 2 days ago, Chase on Twitter, stadium capacities for the four teams left in the college football playoff. Yeah. Ole Miss has the most, 68,251. Yeah. Miami is 64,767, Oregon 60,129, Indiana 56,223. It just blows one heck of a hole in the whole logo got to be there kind of argument. You know what I mean? It's
100%.
You know, hashtag just different. I'm not trying to say, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I saw a Rippy quote tweet that at me. Like, I hear they're currently working on getting Ole Miss out of the playoff because their stadium size isn't big enough.
That's funny. It's and all this coaches stuff too, like Kevin Smith hanging around and wanting to coach through it. Charlie, I mean, we told y'all on the post game, the drive home with me and Brad, brought to you by B&A Bank and Riverland Roofing and Drew Moak of UNSA Benefits Group and Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, the Hearn Law Firm, Built Different Fitness. So many who have allowed us not only to get to New Orleans and be live with y'all, but now we're all going to Phoenix. Like, I'm booked. Like, between when we talked yesterday and now, I love to hear that. Which is crazy, because I went on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, OleMissSpirit.com, fit on three, sign up today, 50% off right here and now, as long as Ole Miss is in the playoff. My Ole Miss Spirit peoples came through. I didn't ask for any money. I was genuinely just asking, like, trying to make sure it was okay with people. They wouldn't be disappointed with me that I wasn't going to go. No, On Three isn't paying for our travel, but I wasn't even worried about it. I was going to hang back and do control center, and then Ole Miss fans, one particular Ole Miss fan, grabbed my Venmo, a screenshot of my Venmo, and went in there, and they just raised money for me. So I got a direct flight out of Jackson, Mississippi, on Wednesday. But we going, baby. We go.
Whatever it takes, Benny.
Whatever it takes. And they're not wrong. But there, I want to answer some questions in the chat. And real quick, to Paul 94, what are the odds? Ole Miss lands Tyree Adams, Kerryus Kern, and DJ Chester from LSU, all offensive linemen from LSU. Adams is working on setting up a visit. Kern actually had his paperwork held up by LSU and was delayed in getting into the portal. I think he's probably going to Arkansas, but Ole Miss was a finalist for him out of high school, and they've already there's already been overtures made, I guess you could say, between all parties there. So he's one that makes a lot of sense, as does DJ Chester. But I think the one that's really most out in front right now of those three that you mentioned is Tyree Adams. But yeah, man, I'm reading all the comments. It's been an insane couple days. The Sugar Bowl ended, and I went to bed at 5 in the morning, and it's been nonstop ever since, be it the team, the historical nature of the team stuff, or that roster building through the portal. Is he the new portal king, one Pete Golding, or has he simply just assumed the mantle? You know,
hey, it is the best indication of what, you know, I think a lot of Ole Miss fans have realized, and what people at the top have been saying for a few years now, which is it's not one man. It's a system that's in place. It's that it's the Grove Collective. It's Keith Carter. It's the people that like everyone in this chat who are giving money. Like, that's really what it's about. So, yeah, like nothing but credit to Pete for holding it together or whatever. But it just shows you like it's not just about Pete. It wasn't just about Lane. It's about the system that they've built.
But it's such easy rage bait, though, on Twitter.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And look, hey, you can call the man the Portal King. I mean, look, he's got four commits right now. They're sitting, well, you know, in a good spot.
What would we be saying if it were Lane, if the shoe was on the other foot?
But no doubt. Funny. No doubt.
I wrote a story with quotes, and it's just facts, but I it was total rage bait. LSU fans just ate it up. I've been called Fat Boy Ben. I've been called, you know, dude pissed down his leg, Ben. And, like, y'all fell for it hard, bro. I think Ole Miss was 23-13 without Pete Golding and 32-6 with him. Now Pete Golding has two college football playoff wins to Kiffin zero and is seamlessly assuming the Portal King crown. What is factually inaccurate about that? I'm trying to
– and nothing.
No, okay.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, if you were pushing back of the many, many comments I got on Twitter, mostly from LSU fans who are really upset right now that Ole Miss is still thriving and surviving without him – my guy Brennan Chapman, who used to work at Ole Miss, and he's awesome with Pete Golding. In 2022, 5-5 was Lane Kiffin, 21-10-3, 22-8-5 overall, 23-13, 4-5 star recruits, 4-20, 28-2021, 15-2022 for a total of 27. With Pete Golding, 11-2 in 2023, 10-3 in 2024. 2025 was 11-1 overall, 32-6, 4-5 star recruits, 17 in 2023, 18 in 2024, and 21 in 2025. The math don't lie.
Yeah.
But we're not saying that Pete Golding is better than Lane Kiffin. We're just simply saying what we thought was true is bearing out more and more. That, yeah, man. I mean, it's more about the we instead of the me. Hear any news on Caden? I guess you're talking about Caden Lee. Is he hurt? Oh, yeah, he's hurt, but he's going to play. I mean, you ain't going to stop Caden Lee from playing. He's all of them are hurt. All of them are banged up. Kiwan's hurt, but you ain't going to stop him from playing. My question is Caden Lee going to be one of the next announcements as far as retained players or not? And I know that Georgia, among others, have already pre-portaled the shit out of him. So, forgive me on God's day for going ahead and dropping shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they've already come after him hard, and he's not the only one. I mean, but Ole Miss is doing so far a good job of not just getting players out of the portal, but retaining them. I mean, they're going to be more than enter, make no mistake about it, for either their own decision or because they, you know, everybody needed to move on, or everybody needed a clean break or a reset. But the only two so far in the portal for Ole Miss are Austin Simmons and Dominic Thomas.
Yeah. Would love to have him back, obviously. I thought he might have been talking about the I guess Caden is with a Y, right? I was thinking of the LSU running back that's in the portal.
It could be Durham. It could be. It could be. You know, I also had the same SEC assistant who said that Deuce Nice was, like, as far as he knows, he's still coming to Ole Miss. Same SEC assistant told me straight up, he was like, yeah, but Keywon Lacy's going to LSU. I don't know if I buy that right now, man. I just don't know.
I think that's what we thought a week ago. And then I just feel like the longer you get into the playoff, and I mean, if you get to Miami here in a couple weeks, I really do think that makes a difference, right? Like, I don't see if he can win a natty at Ole Miss or get there in his first year. It's like, what, you know, what are you chasing at that point? I have heard that he really wants a Heisman, and he believes that if he has the LSU logo on his helmet, and this was a few weeks ago that I heard this.
Yep. Exactly.
That he thinks that he'll, you know, it'll help his case to win a Heisman. But, you know, it's like, bro, you're going to go play for the same guy that literally did everything in his power not to help you win a Heisman. If anything,
when you were getting the Heisman shine, it was that old man who told that joke. I can't remember. It's like, don't forget about me today. It's Anthony Jeselnik. You know, on the whole, like a day of a tragedy or something that happens or somebody, whatever. And it's like, oh, sorry, but don't forget about me today. Oh, what a terrible day. You know, like that's what Lane was like for anybody that tried to suck up any kind of oxygen in his orbit. So, but I don't know. I don't know what Keywan's going to do. But when it comes to transfer running backs, Ole Miss is already in on Wisner from Texas. And I think he has a real, like, almost has a real opportunity to light land him. I'm going to touch on a lot of this different stuff because Dirty Bird isn't wrong. I was posting at 1 a.m. Yeah, man. I mean, this is the busy time. This is when you work. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
But if you go to the Ole Miss Spirit, I kind of wrote up a cheat sheet on different players that you might be interested in. Number one, Ole Miss has received commitments from Auburn DB Jay Crawford. And I heard about Jay that he wanted like $1 million from Auburn. I don't think Ole Miss gave him $1 million or nothing, but he was a wanted man in the portal.
That was, to me, so far, probably the biggest. Like, he feels like the most surefire pickup. Crawford. Crawford does.
Yeah. And Deuce Knight was always, like, you know, put on, that's my brother on Instagram. Yeah.
Deuce is showing, like, at least on social media, he's very much indicating that he would like to be in Oxford, but without saying it outright.
Which follows what I've been saying and telling you guys for a while now. And I still think that he's going to be one of two quarterback additions for Ole Miss, unless Trinidad gets his waiver. It'd be great if the NCAA would just come out and say, yeah, today, one way or the other. You got
of course, even in this era where the NCAA can't sanction Ole Miss for paying players anymore, they still find a way to somehow screw Ole Miss. Like, the NCAA is like, I'm convinced that that's what's happened, because this makes absolutely no sense why this is taking so long.
No,
it's almost like
no reason.
If we get through the national title, and a part of it, Ben, is I'm telling you, man, it just feels like it's deliberate, because it's the portal is happening right now, and if they give him a waiver one way or the other, it helps Ole Miss. Either you go get another quarterback, or he comes back, and potentially you can bring in other top-level guys that go, hey, I want to play with him. And they haven't made a decision, and it's starting to feel very deliberate to me.
That it always feels deliberate to me.
It tracks because of their history against Ole Miss versus like watching every other program do the exact same thing. And meanwhile, Ole Miss was always the punching bag for them. And now they can't do that necessarily the same way they used to. So the only power they have was giving this kid a waiver. They're using it to basically just hold them hostage. And but if history wasn't the way it was, then maybe I'd say, you know what? Yeah, it's fine. Maybe it's just a coincidence of that. But no, this feels very deliberate at this point to me.
I like that New York Giants hat you got on. I didn't notice it, because my Cowboys, who are out of the playoffs, are playing your Giants today.
We are.
Finally got him a touchdown. But as far as
it's a great game right now, 10-9. What's
I'm not even paying attention to it. That's how like disillusioned I am. But as far as Wisner, he's set to visit Ole Miss and Florida State. Austin Thomas, Dominic Thomas are Ole Miss's only portal entrants. Obviously, Kewon Lacy has dominated most all carries this season. Only surrendered a few to Logan Diggs, and the rest have been buried on the depth chart, including Thomas, Damian Taylor, or relegated to special teams. And Damian Taylor's been great for Ole Miss on special teams, so he deserves a lot of credit for that. We don't talk enough about those guys, but yeah, he's supposed to visit Ole Miss, and I think there's a real shot there. Just as, you know, LSU fans are talking about a Harlem Berry Kewon Lacy pairing potentially. Ole Miss can think about a Kewon Lacy Trey Wisner, you know, pairing, or even other running back possibilities that'll rise up. But the four commitments so far, and I expect Jaheim Otis to not be particularly far behind. And here's the thing, man.
Can't believe it.
Hasn't it popped yet, though? You know what I mean? Is this going to happen again? Is this going to happen again? We'll get to the coaches stuff in just a second, Nelson. But confirm.
Hey, if Nako says it, I believe him. But then I looked at his like percentage, and it was in the 70s, and I was like, Pete, you're not making me feel incredible. This is Jaheim Otis.
Well, you know what I mean? Picking this stuff, I don't envy his job. I'll just put it that way. So far, Ole Miss has four commitments: Jay Crawford, Auburn cornerback, who is plug and play. And they've already retained Antonio Kite for next year, which is a big deal. He's been starting pretty much every game when he's not hurt. Keaton Thomas from Baylor, a linebacker.
I like him.
A monster addition.
Dude, 219 monster tackles in two seasons, 14 TFLs, two intercepts. Yeah, he's a monster. You know who I'm excited about, though, is that the kid from Nevada, Jonathan Maldonado.
He's 6'6", Nevada Edge.
6'6" Edge. And I know Prince Will is getting a lot of looks in the portal, even though he's not in the portal, and I know Lane wants to steal him. So if that were to happen, it would be pretty nice to be able to, you know, get this, to have the 6'6" kid. I mean, 38 tackles, 5 sacks. I know it was at Nevada, but he's got the size. So that's exciting. And then the final guy, Sharif Denson, the DB out of Florida, he's an intriguing one, right? Cause if you watch him, I watched a little bit of his tape, before we got on here. I haven't delved too deep into like all his stuff, but, he's like really good at blitzing. He's really good at like flying to the football, tackling, good speed. But he does seem to get beat oftentimes in coverage. And I actually, funny enough, remember him, I think, against USF getting snagged on. And I saw that play earlier. So I'm curious to see how they use him maybe more of like a hybrid.
Like Kapanen Gushikin.
Yeah, yeah. Because Gushikin, he gets beat quite a bit.
But he also can piece his tail off. He's around the ball. I mean, there's just some trait stuff that, like, he's not as – I think the world of Kapanen Gushikin, man, he started every game. He's dominated snaps. And, yes, Georgia tried to pick on him, but guess what? It didn't work. I mean, it worked a little bit in-game, but, like, of course you try to go at it, but he's been such a big part of the Wii, has Kapanen Gushikin, that, yeah, I don't want people to start thinking, well, he's the one that all teams are going to pick on. But, like, is he the best coverage defensive back? No.
Yeah. And that's what I'm intrigued about Denson is, like, I'm curious to see how Pete uses him, because let's be honest, Pete is a DB guy, right? Like, that's his position. He coached that position when he was out of college and got into coaching.
So if he wants Sharif Denson,
That's how I feel about it. I'm like, I watch his tape and I go, I have some questions about you and coverage, but also if Pete sees something in you. But I'm intrigued to see, like, what kind of role that's going to be. Is it a hybrid role? Because, yeah, he's a hard hitter and, like, you know, it's awesome to be able to have a corner that can blitz and get there. I mean, that's what Dalen Everett was for Georgia, and Trinidad just made him look silly. But normally he's, like, he's really good at it. So it'd be awesome to have something like that in this kid. But
Tackling in the Cowboys and the Giants is not good. Giants have just gone ahead with a touchdown. It was pathetic on 3rd and 16. Jackson just kind of shuffled past it. About 8 missed tackles, and now the Cowboys trail to your terrible New York Giants, who I hate.
Hey, we'll be back. We'll be back cooking next year. Weiss is the only one with the team. Now others are still in Baton Rouge. Oh, you know the crazy thing about this is the fact that Weiss took 2 private flights in a 24-hour span. This is nuts. This is insane. Why is this happening?
Is he going, like, you know, that there's a report out there today that he's going to join he's an option.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the comment earlier. Listen. Charlie Weiss's stock in my book has gone up tremendously this season. I think this is probably his best season there. And just watching him in the playoffs, you know, you got to say, hey, Lane's not there. Like, he's making these calls and they're working. Part of it also is Trinidad's ability to kind of improvise, right? But I did like how late in the game they went deep a lot more than I think they would have with Lane. Because oftentimes Ole Miss fans, you know, this season have said, well, maybe Trinidad's just not a consistent deep ball thrower. I think the problem is when he can't set his feet, it's hard for him. Like, on his back foot, he's not, you know, like, he doesn't have the same arm as some of the more talented guys. But when he can set, dude, he can fling that thing as far as you need it to go. And it's been really cool seeing Charlie open that up late in that. Like, to call that play to Dejon, that single high look. Yeah.
Good call.
I thought that was an awesome call. That. So, I don't know if I want Charlie Weiss as the Giants OC, but quarterbacks coach to have, like, for Dart to be with someone familiar with him and someone he's worked with, I would be, thrilled about it. Also, there's, like, these are, of course, message board rumors on the LSU side, but fans are already saying, oh, you know, Lane has totally anticipated Weiss not being here next year. This was just a move to, like, piss Ole Miss off.
See, because he's always, he's playing chess. Everybody else is playing checkers.
Right. Right.
Now, don't get it twisted. Ole Miss people, I mean, we feel guilty to it too. We did some of that stuff when it comes to Lane.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think that's the case, though, because of Weiss's contract. The highest paid OC, and there's a clause that says every year we're going to look around the rest of the conference and see if someone else makes more money than you. If they do, we're going to automatically give you a raise. That doesn't feel like the type of hire that you make and make someone put on paper and sign if you think that, you know, they're just on their way out.
But no, he didn't want him. Yeah, or he knew he's always aware of this stuff.
Yeah. I would love for Charlie Weiss to go to the Giants and not LSU. Are you kidding me? That would be great.
I would just like for the people that decided that they'd rather be in Baton Rouge, including Lane, if it was about being bigger and better and hashtag just different, why are the only things you're focused on are the coaches at Ole Miss and the players at Ole Miss? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So you said to Ole Miss this year ain't good enough. And now all you want to do is replace him with your Ole Miss people. Not to mention you're actively sabotaging or trying to sabotage your former team. One of two things is happening. Like, bringing the coaches back. And this is something that was wide. Like, I talked to some of those LSU assistants that are going back. Like, it came down. Get your ass back to Baton Rouge 8 a.m. the next day after the Sugar Bowl. I confirmed that on the field in New Orleans with multiple guys. The national guys. But pick your guys from ESPN, On3, whoever it might be that you respect. I talked to all of them. And all of them, my friends, heard the same thing. They came to me and said, hey, are you hearing this? Yes, I am. And I felt better about it because I was like, dude, I thought it was going to happen a couple weeks ago. Especially after the Tulane win, I'd heard that like nobody was coming back. And as far as I know, you know, Chase reported that Kevin Smith isn't going to be back this week, but now Kevin Smith saying he's going to be back in their report.
You know what I think that was him feeling the pressure and the shame. That's the one thing about Kiffin, and I guess maybe members of his staff, is that they don't do too well with outside criticism. It starts with the head coach, in my opinion. And look, I don't know Kevin Smith really. I don't know much about the guy. I've always appreciated.
Same here. But I've been around him for 6 years.
Yeah,
you know.
But this does feel like he saw national media come down and go like, why would you ever play for this guy? Like, why would you ever send your kid to play for him? And then out of nowhere, it's like, Chris Lowe, I think he told, like, oh, I never said I was leaving. I'm going to stick around. It's like, nah, Kevin, this feels like you felt a little pressure. And now you're No.
You didn't like the betrayal. You know what I mean? You didn't like the betrayal or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But either way, I liked what Pete said about it. We talked to him yesterday. I was riding to Tupelo to meet some Gracie had a soccer game in Tupelo. We got out of there. But like right after we got done podding, I had to jump on the Pete Golding Zoom call. And so we're riding down the road to the soccer game and I'm on that call. And ESPN reporter kept asking him three different times just to make perfectly clear. And he gave the answer that honestly I was thinking in the moment. It's like, why is this a big question? Why is this? I know it's unprecedented, but like, why is this being blown up into a big deal?
Yeah.
The whole deal was that Lane wanted to coach his team through the playoffs. Okay. Now you say it was all because Lane allowed them to coach through the playoffs. Now he's trying to pull them back. So I don't understand the logic here, right? If you want them back, take them and move on and stop texting everybody else and forget about your ex. All right. Or at least be consistent. If you tell it was about these guys and finishing what they started, or was it just about continuing to be connected to the team that wouldn't let you continue to try to sabotage because you didn't think they could beat Georgia again? You know what I mean? If you really believe what you're saying, then leave them alone.
Yeah.
Let them do it. Because Pete doesn't care. He doesn't care. And he said to Heather from ESPN, he said it to her straight, he's like, y'all can keep blowing up, but it doesn't matter. These are grown men making decisions. And we have millions of coaches in the building.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Charlie Weiss is sneaking Kiwan Lacy off into a back closet going, hey, we're going to let you, right? We're going, you remember? Hey, I got it. I mean, conversations have been had, but like, damn, John David Baker's in every single offensive meeting too.
Yeah.
You know? Their new wide receiver coach, Washington. Man, he was on the field. He's putting them through drills and stuff too. George McDonald. I mean, I don't expect George McDonald back. He's on the field for the Sugar Bowl. But dang, man, when he's been in Baton Rouge, because Lane has him back to do what they got to do for LSU, because they're their coaches now.
Yeah.
Patrick Carter has been putting them through instruction. That's what Pete Golding is like. We have millions of guys. All of these guys have coached or been a head coach somewhere in some capacity, something like just because of their tight ends, because they're probably the best head coach ever for a while somewhere. You know what I mean? Or they've got that. They can put them through an hour and a half of practice a day. They've been doing it for a year anyway. So why is this even a big deal? Other than if it's really, if it's trying to just cut ties complete with all that, do it. If Charlie really said, no, I'm finishing, good for him. Good for him. Because he didn't want to get on that plane, not because he wasn't going to follow Lane, but because he didn't like it. If he's really taking a stand for himself, good for him. Kevin Smith, good for him. I think it's more about optics, like you said. I agree with you. But
yeah,
this whole thing, I'm moving on past it. Congratulations to Mary, that her boss has already given her Friday off after the Fiesta Bowl.
Hell yeah,
Pete,
Mary.
Pete and Chaz Coleman started following each other on Instagram. Josh Hoover and Eli Holstein are targets as well. Chaz Coleman. Everybody wants Chaz Coleman.
That be cool to get Chaz man. Coleman, man.
Yeah, it is nice. Just going to cost.
What I also love is you know,
Alabama. Derek Nix and Alabama are going to be going for him now, and they got money too, and they're real desperate, especially when they got embarrassed by Indiana. You know what I mean? If you think anybody about to try to make some transfer splashes, yeah.
It's going to be the big red machine. Yeah. No, I will say that it's really interesting to me how, you know, I think we'd all heard, or probably, I don't know if we'd all heard, but it was kind of a rumor going around that, like, you know, Lane gave more money to the defense. Obviously, the year they got, you know, the one of the best defenses in Ole Miss history. And then last year, they kind of pulled back a little bit. And I'd heard that, you know, Pete's not getting as much money. And the minute Lane leaves, dude, it's like four straight defensive guys. I mean, I'm looking at these portal targets, and it's just defensive guy after defensive guy. And in my head, I'm going, dude, Pete must have just said, we're never going to be this bad again on this side of the ball. Like, I'm going to make damn sure that I got the best talent on this side of the ball. And I have seen some comments on the message board where people go, hey, I hope Pete doesn't forget that, you know, offense is what built this team or whatever. And it's like, hey, guys.
It's been 2 days.
Hey, guys,
it's
listen.
It's been 2 days. They're going to get
– they're also better off on offense. Now, granted, you know, Trinidad and Kiwan and what happens with them, right? But they have positions. Like, you're probably getting Deuce back. We'll see about Caden Lee. Caleb Odom's got to step up. Like, you're going to need to get some of these guys to step up. But there is talent there.
Lucas.
What's that? Lucas. Another guy who I discovered today looks like Phil Collins, apparently. I didn't even – have you seen this? I got to put this picture up, man.
I can see it. That Phil Knight.
Yes, that Phil Collins.
Yep. That's one.
Same. One in the same.
I can kind of see that a little.
Like I guess because he had a receding hairline. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this
picture. I love the guys who just don't run from it. They embrace it.
What I'm saying, man.
I couldn't do it. I would go fully shave it off bald like my guy Neil. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would look terrible. But I already look terrible with some good hair. With bald?
You got
But like Javon Campbell sounds like the Ole Miss Spirit posters you're talking about. What about any offensive transfer additions? There's a lot of them potentially. Kyle Parker is visiting today. He's an LSU wide receiver. Someone asked in the chat, by the way. So apparently it was Javon. So apparently Stribling still has eligibility. I didn't think he did. I obviously could be mistaken. This is all a lot to keep up with all the time. Either way, he's going to the NFL, and he is going to be a 10-year NFL vet.
He's the next big receiver from Ole Miss.
He's awesome. And replacing him and Harrison Wallace is at least what they're going to have to do. Caden Lee's hearing from Georgia and others. I know Ole Miss has been actively negotiating with him. Caleb Cunningham told me on the floor, on the field at the Sugar Bowl, I ain't going nowhere. And this is the second time the man said it to me in different places. I mean, I've known Caleb for a little while. He's a good kid. If he does, I'm not going to begrudge him of it because I understand something probably an offer presented itself that you were not anticipating. You got to do what you got to do.
Is that Phil Collins or Lou Collins, dude?
Oh, no.
From now on, they better be playing Phil Collins every time that kid scores at the Vought, man.
I can see it. Oh my, it's the perfect. He's got the hair.
Uncanny, the dude.
It's the hair. It's the. That's nuts. My buddy Josh Clemens from childhood for life, brother. Sup, buddy? How you doing? Difference being,
Josh.
They have a good coach now at Kentucky instead of Stoops. That's true. They got Oregon.
That is true. Stein is there. That's, you're absolutely right.
I loved that hire, by the way. Absolutely loved that hire. Well, like sneaky, yeah. One of the my very favorite hires.
Yeah.
Like, I think agree. That we can win. And I don't know if Sam Levitt's a good quarterback. I don't know if I'd want to pay him $5 million, $6 million.
That is a lot of money for Sam Levitt. Yeah. But I think he's a good college quarterback. I'll give him that.
Other offensive additions. I got to get my camera back. I keep like hitting my mic and shaking everything. What about other offensive transfer additions? Ole Miss or Jace Brown, the top wide receiver in the portal from Kansas State, who had almost 2,000 receiving yards, 13 touchdowns with the Wildcats, told on three he's hearing from LSU, Ole Miss, Georgia, Auburn, Kentucky, and Louisville the most right now. So there's two wide receivers. Running backs, we've already talked about Wisner from Texas.
They offered the South Al kid, right? The Jeremy Scott. They offered a kid from South Alabama.
He's originally from Callaway, didn't they?
Okay.
Yeah, Jeremy Scott's originally from Callaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Or Malachi Breland from Memphis, an offensive lineman, and they need offensive linemen. They are approaching all of these targets. Like, they're considering. But, like, it's been 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 2 days. I expect some commitments to come forward because in town today, all of this is at the Ole Miss Spirit. As someone said earlier in the chat, Ben was up way too late posting about this stuff. That's what it's going to be until it's over. And, you know, while also going to enjoying the greatest Ole Miss or covering and bringing to y'all the greatest Ole Miss football season of all time.
Yeah.
So no, I hope like Ole Miss basketball keeps losing. They're 8-6 now. They're not getting better. This is
they're terrible on offense.
Somebody was in the YouTube comments center and they're like, I know that y'all got to talk about football all the time, but like, can y'all just touch on basketball? Here's the short answer, man. This is the other side of when the NIL era or the NIL approach to building out rosters completely, when it goes bad. This is when it goes bad. AJ Storr has been on 8 teams in 8 years. Okay. He has not been what Ole Miss needed him to be. Elias Carmardine is a 22-year-old Frenchman who's playing United States basketball for the first time ever in the greatest conference in college basketball. And it's a different style, and he's been really good, but way more up and down than they need him to be. They thought he was more NBA ready. He's just not as NBA ready as they hoped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Malik Dia, the same things that frustrated Chris Beard about Malik Dia last year, frustrated him this year. But I think Malik's really grown a lot, and he's going to be an NBA player. And I think the world of Malik Dia, but the consistency questions are legitimate.
Yeah. Right? No doubt.
So, one way of saying at this point, I trust Chris Beard regardless, because that man is one of the very best in the business, regardless of how this season plays out. But for me, the main takeaway is it doesn't seem like it's getting any better anytime soon.
But I also think it's the
wrong side of the NIL era. Or
it is, but also like, here's where you hold
the upside Beard down, if you will, you know.
There is a little bit to hold Beard responsible, because the offense, the stuff I've seen this year, like the offensive ball move, like it's so uninspiring. And I'm just like, brother, what are we doing? Like, it makes absolutely no sense. It's very frustrating. I'm in no shape. I mean, Chris Beard, I love the guy. I'm glad, you know, he's there. He's very accomplished, obviously. But that is a fair thing to bring up this year, is like the ball movement is pretty bad. Sudu is tie-dye. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm never going to beat those allegations.
He's not ever beating the allegations, ever, ever. Just like I'm never beating the allegations that,
that you're 19?
Yeah, essentially. You know, it's like you got perpetual, you know, pothead face. Well, I've got perpetual, you know, prepubescent fat kid. Like I look like the great Hambino from The Sandlot. You know what I mean? I'm always going to be the guy that goes, you know, you're killing me, Smalls. That's me. Right.
Listen, I'm working on it. All right. So, you know, obviously we're getting a little bit of holiday weight over here. You haven't slept much.
Me too, man. New us in 2026, though.
Yeah. Just give me like a month. All right. I'll be back. My eyes are gonna be wide open. I'm gonna be well rested.
This is my age 40 year. You gotta write me out a plan, man. Show me
write you a plan.
Yeah, bro. I don't know what I'm doing. Age 40. Look at this.
Hit up the Brody's at, what is it? Born Again Fitness. What is it? What is it called?
Born Again Fitness. Oh, the Lord's Day. I did miss church this morning. You know.
Yeah, you might need to go to Born Again. What is it? What is it called?
Well, God, now you blanked me. Built Different Fitness. Oh, that was funny.
Built different. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to – the Born Again Fitness is wild, and it threw me off. Oh, that threw me off.
That sounds like something you'd see on Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, dude.
Kelvin. Brother Kelvin.
Oh my God. I have intentionally put off watching the rest of the final season just because I don't want it to end. So like, I'm going to keep not.
Oh dude, it's so great. I've now seen that show all the way through.
I love that thing. I love like, it's hysterical to me. And, I don't ever want it to end.
Yeah. He's the lead. Best. Yes. Basketball team is bad, but also, hey, Pinkins is kid though. Patton Pinkins yesterday. That was impressive for a
dude. Freshman. Patton Pinkins is going to be something.
25
he's
points.
Gonna be so, he's been probably he's one of the very few like truly encouraging positive things so far for Ole Miss basketball this season. He is a superstar. He's going to be an NBA player. He's got to fill out some things like his body. He's not there yet as far as an NBA body, but once he gets the body part added to, he's already got all the traits. I mean, he's a pro player. And I don't just say that because Al, Ole Miss assistant's his dad. No, this kid was a top 30 recruit. Well, the thing was, is he was ranked lower than Tyus Jordan and Nico Bundolo. Both of those guys were ranked in the top 100 higher than even Patton. But like Patton is the one that's been playing and balling out. And for a team that desperately needs a lead guard, let it be Patton. Give that man. Let him cook.
They're missing Padula. He's not a true point
guard. He's not a true point guard. He's learning how to play it. A little bit more. Like, he can handle the ball, but, like, there's some real there's some real like upside there, unlike with other players who just let you down. Like Travis Perry costs a lot of money in the portal, and he's a good kid, and you know, lunch pail, first in, last out, you know.
Real gym rat, they say.
Yeah, you know, a familiar name in the portal. Tight end Brady Priestcorn, that's Caden's little brother, would almost go after him. He's a logical fit. Almost needs a tight end. But like Luke Haas, it, tight end's more back burnery. They need wide receivers. So that explains why they're already after Kyle Parker from LSU, who's in town, or they're after Jace Brown, the Kansas State wide receiver. They need that more than they do tight ends right now. But yes, he is a logical fit, and he would be a great addition to the room because there's not a ton of tight ends out there that make a lot of sense. Like Walker Lyons is a tight end Ole Miss wanted out of high school, and he signed with USC. He's in a portal. Would you rather have Brady Priestcorn or Walker Lyons? You see what I'm saying? But like,
yeah.
Javonte Connor transferred from Ole Miss to East Carolina, broke out under John David Baker, who's now back as the offensive coordinator. So does Javonte Connor follow him back here, transfer back to Ole Miss? That would be a great piece. But, man, he might want to be featured more than he thinks he would because of that breakout than he would if there's Caleb Odom and Luke Haas in the room too. He doesn't want to split. He might want to go another place. But, like, I'd put Brady Priestcorn amongst those. Now, at least that one makes more sense because I went through the rest of them and asked sources about the rest of them and just not a lot of bites on anything.
Yeah,
so Brady Priestcorn makes a lot of sense, but like that's what they need: wide receivers, offensive line.
I have some guys obviously of interest written down. I'm just gonna go through this list, and you tell me how likely Ole Miss is to land them based on what you know. Maybe you don't know about every single guy. Let's start with Jalen Mbakwe, receiver from Bama, former five star kid.
Wait, what do you want me to pick? Because I'm gonna try to not talk too long.
Based on what you've heard. How likely you think Ole Miss gets him?
No, don't do that because that's hard. How about like we got to sign some tiers. Ole Miss target or not? Let's just do it that way.
Yeah, Ole Miss target or not? How good you feel about it? All right, so Jalen Mbakwe, the 5-star from Bama.
Ole Miss target. Not front burning right now.
Okay. Quintrevion Wisner, how you feeling about him?
Trey Wisner, supposed to be visiting Ole Miss, so Ole Miss target. Warmish.
Okay.
Depending on like medium low.
Okay. Let's go.
Boy's going to use the oven analogy.
Let's go defense. Kayon Lee, the DB from Auburn.
Kayon Lee.
Sorry.
Visiting. So Ole Miss target, medium low.
Okay. Jeremy Scott, receiver from South Alabama, Callaway kid we talked about.
There's high and then simmer. So let's call this one simmering. Simmering is like it's kind of done. So Ole Miss target, yes, but simmering in a way that like the hay's kind of in the barn, you know, with you know getting the food cooked up. That makes way too much. And he wanted to come to Ole Miss out of high school anyway.
Yeah, Javon Boggs, the receiver from Florida State.
I hadn't heard that one.
Not at the top of the list.
Not to say that he's not though, because like
there's
like I had not heard of the Nevada edge until he committed.
Yeah.
So like
that came out of nowhere, dude.
I didn't see that. Like I had a lot. I've given y'all as much as I know, but like there's still stuff. This is all I do, you know. And there's still gonna be and I love coaches who like some guy will commit. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? They'll just write back like, LOL, dude. You know, like sorry, bro. It's you know, someone's like it's a one phone call happens in a 2-hour window. Boggs maybe, but I hadn't heard his name yet, so that doesn't mean anything. So don't say that's not a target. I don't want to say he's not. I'll pass on the ones that I just don't know anything about. Really,
I think he's visiting. Like I think I'm pretty sure I got that off of a list of potential visitors. But
awesome. All right. Well, if you found it, great.
Horace Lockett, D lineman from UCF,
medium low.
Okay, Caden Durham. LSU running back.
Medium low.
Okay. Carius Kern. I think you've already kind of answered that one, but
low. Okay. Like that one, I don't know. Carius Kern, LSU held his papers, dude.
Oh, we talked about this a bit. That's crazy.
Which is hey, by the way, this is Game Runs Deep. I'm Ben. He's Sidhu. Thanks to B&A Bank, Riverland Roofing, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, quotes with Drew.com. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com to flip on three. We do this all day, every day, not just for an hour every day on the podcast. All right. So I think he's going to go to Arkansas. That's the only reason to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
DeAndre Moore from Texas, the receiver.
Why don't you say Kyle Parker instead? You know, that one I'd say. Kyle
Parker's I'm getting to Kyle Parker.
Medium high. You know what I mean? He's on a visit right here and now. Okay. I'd say low.
Okay.
This is a clunky analogy that I'm not doing well with at all.
No, you're handling it very well. There's so many names, and I know undoubtedly there's going to be different names that are going to be in the comments. So I just wanted to go ahead and hit them all at once. That way we can continue.
We can move on with it.
Yeah, we can just move on, and we don't have to keep going back to different names.
All right. We can finally hit the rest of the college football. We got to do that before we get it. Okay.
Smith Snowden, safety from Utah. That's a name I just saw come up recently, today.
We'll say lowish, medium lowish, that. Okay. I mean, it's out there. So
Jordan Castile, the safety from
hot. Yeah.
Okay. Michael, is it Burrow, the defensive lineman from Florida?
Hot.
Okay.
But here's the thing it's not as simple as did you love your trip and everybody's all money. Even there's some real playing time, fit and all that kind of stuff, and other guys that have been added too. And suddenly now, yesterday, this is what my role would have looked like. Does it change today? So some of these guys that might be high will fall off. There were some guys last year I was shocked almost to not get in the portal.
Right.
I literally had the people who get these players to Ole Miss say, he'll be here tomorrow. And then he goes, we couldn't because this happened. Or this is why it fell apart in 12 hours.
Things change in a matter of hours.
Edwin
Joseph, the safety from Florida State.
Oh, yeah, he's visiting. He's visiting today. And safety is, they need safeties.
How do you feel about it, though? Good?
I mean, as good as you can feel about the damn transfer portal, are you asking? Let's see. So far, Ole Miss has committed who? I don't know.
You got Jay Crawford, Keaton Thomas, Jonathan Maldonado, Sharif Denson, all defensive guys. Two DBs, edge rusher, and a linebacker.
My question wouldn't be, is Ole Miss hot after feeling good about Edwin Joseph from Florida State and Khalil Barnes from Clemson, another safety who are both visiting?
I love Khalil Barnes so much.
I think, yes, Ole Miss might have its pick, or would it really take both of them? You see what I'm saying? Does the money make sense to overindulge, or maybe they feel like they have to overindulge on the back end?
Well, you're in it with Georgia, and Georgia has not paid that much in the portal. They will for a couple guys, so it depends on how they value Khalil Barnes. But anytime I see Ole Miss is in it with Georgia for a portal kid, a high school kid's different. A portal kid, it doesn't make me as nervous as it would if it was a high school kid, because they don't do NIL the way they do it in Oxford and Athens. Kirby just doesn't believe in that. But they will pay a Zachariah Branch a lot of money, you know what I mean? Or a Noah Dobbins.
Which was a good investment.
Hell of an investment.
That kid is awesome. He's Malik Nabers-y for me.
I hope the Giants can somehow end up with the kid, man. I think it'd be
insane. The score of that Cowboys-Giants game?
Let's take a gander. I had one of those stream sites up, and it stopped working.
Chase said that Smith is leaving. Lowe said 16-10 still. And Lowe said he's staying. Is it still a toss-up? I think he's going to try to coach Ole Miss. It's always a toss-up. All of this stuff is a toss-up all the time. All those coaches were he's told him we've got to be back at 8 in the morning. And only one of them at times told him, I'll do what the hell I want to do. I think the plan today is that right now as we're recording this and I'm watching Red Zone, watching the Jags beat the crap out of the Titans. I think Kevin Smith's coaching this week in the Fiesta Bowl. But this portal stuff is nuts, though. And here's the part we haven't really considered, right? Everybody's worried about, get those coaches out of the building. I mean, all these people have been saying that, all of these people. What about how this might be affecting, or maybe Lane is legitimately upset because it is affecting their efficiency and ability to really go after the only portal window, and they need players, transfer players. It might be impeding that because that duality isn't just screwing with Ole Miss. Have we considered that at all? There might be some desperation on that end too, and that goes back to the calendar. And that is no one's fault but those idiots in Indianapolis. Sorry.
Killing it. Shout out my dog Jack right here, man. I do know Ball Jackie. You know that.
He knows, but like I'm gonna tell y'all, man,
I'm assuming that's my boy Jack. By the way, this could be something completely different.
Well, he's your guy now. You know,
he's my guy now, dude.
He's your guy now. Anybody else? All right, anybody else? And then we can finish to do our college football playoff. Anybody else?
Anyone else? Let's see. Malachi Breland
from Memphis. Yeah, he's originally from Laurel, and he's visiting. So, yeah,
feeling fire. Good. You said Kyle Parker. You
don't
good,
ask though. Me if I'm feeling good. I don't. I'm not.
That's what you're doing. It's just based on, it's not saying what Ben's prediction is. It's based on the information Ben has had or any chatter he's heard. How he
I think Ole Miss needs linemen. It's got to replace both of his two tackles. Mm-hmm. ECU's starting left tackle, who was all conference last year under John David Baker, he's in the portal, and Ole Miss needs a left tackle, but they might be aiming a little bit higher potentially. Because again, it's not just that he played for him last year at ECU, bring him back. You know, guys born again fitness and stuff.
Yes. No, that's actually the most accurate thing ever, Matt.
Ole Miss fans, the college football playoff is in full swing. The postseason is just around the corner in the NFL. Underdog is the best way to get in on all the action. So get off the bench and into the game. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. Kiwan Lacy set records for the Rebels this season. Will he go higher than 1.5 touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I've played Underdog all season as a beginner. Quarterbacks against the Dallas Cowboys defense have been easy winners. My holiday budget, let's just say, was nice and fat because of Underdog. And with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now is the best time to get in the game. So download the app today, sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS, and score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Can I say it, though? Because all I've ever thought is CrossFit is a cult. I want to drink the Kool-Aid with y'all, man. If that means I can see an ab and finally get a tricep or two, brother, I will come join. You know, bless you, please.
I'll say, dude, one of my CrossFit, good.
Born Fitness is hilarious, but Built Different Fitness met. I think it's Bill. Bill at Manning's, which was disappointing, but at Manning's, and he was like, he was encouraging me. He went, "You got a free membership, man. It's just about consistency. All right, just get in there." And I'm thinking, yeah, but like so early in the morning, I love donuts. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yes, CrossFit is, that's good.
Whew,
but
best that was joke good, Matt. Hey, good stuff.
Matt. That was good Matt. Stuff. That was best joke of the day. Best joke of the day.
Pritchard Walker. I'll feel better when we have some clarity. Yeah. Yeah, Pritchard. I would love to know who the quarterback's going to be next year. I'm sure the coaching staff. Yeah. I'm sure the coaching staff 100% feels that.
Jackson Dart just dropped a dime on my shitty Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go. Yeah, that defense is atrocious, man.
And they have actual talent. They're terrible at the second level.
I love how y'all just like released Trevon Diggs because he wanted to stay an extra day with his family and wherever y'all were playing. Hilarious.
Well, Jerry Jones is nothing if not petty. And Matt Eberflus was his pick. Like, imagine being the head coach and not getting to pick or hire your defensive coordinator because it's one of Jerry's guys. And he went and got Matt Eberflus. And Matt Eberflus and Brian Schottenheimer were both at Ole Miss for Ole Miss Pro Day. And great guys, said hello to them, excited about the future, told Brian Schottenheimer, hey, told Jerry, it was a joke, and obviously he didn't, but I was like, hey, tell him to re-sign trade for George Pickens, you know, me being dumbass. And it's not disrespect, but he's one of Jerry's guys, and they've been historically bad, but rather than like fire him mid-year, make a change or anything to try to, this is a playoff roster, and Dak played it at MVP level. Dak, here you go, State fans that watch or anybody. I will defend Dak, rain Dakota Prescott until my dying breath.
This is what you need. This is really what you need in your life. Your best friend, Lane Kiffin, as the head coach. Could you imagine the texts back and forth between you and old Lane, dude?
I'm not going to lie. That'd be amazing.
That'd be incredible. Maybe you guys. Wait,
no, like I can think of nothing I would prefer more. Because I don't want college football to fall into the nihilism that is the NFL. You know, it's just a corporation, you know, just out there making all the money. It's about them. It's just a big business. In college, it was about us. You know, it was like our group against y'all's group. And like, yeah, y'all suck. No, you suck. It's just fun, stupid, like almost sibling-like rivalry. You know what I mean? And a lot of the spirit of that is gone. But damn it, if at the Sugar Bowl parade, bro, when the Ole Miss band was playing, the Georgia band, they were friggin' awesome. And people were lying in the streets. And, yeah, a lot of them had their phones out, but most of them were just partying with each other, throwing beads to each other,
yeah,
and fellowship. And I was like, damn, this is what the spirit of the thing used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what college football used to be. I mean, right there, that's a freaking newspaper clipping of Eli in 2001 beating Bama, man. I used to cut them out of daily journals.
Yeah,
like dude's going over against. Yeah, show them, dude.
Have I showed you this? My buddy's brother made a Trinidad figurine for me.
Fuck. Look at this! Look how cool he's on a surfboard.
He's on a Trinidad flag surfboard, dude.
What an incredible touch that was!
Yeah,
I applaud. Hey, tell him to mass produce it, and we'll sell it in a merch shop with all the home merch.
I'll let him know, man. He makes a lot. He's also the guy that got me. It's very appropriate for the portal, actually. He made these hats.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Bagman. So fantastic. I have a Bagman hat that I just kind of, I'll pop out of it now.
Man. I want to shout out, like, when we were having my family and I on the way out of town, we stopped at Lucy's, which I love, in right there in the quarter when I used to work there.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting that done, not about me, but it was delightful, and my kids had a wonderful time. And actually met William Liston and his family, and my family's running in, by the way.
Heck yeah. And
his daughter, Mira, she was so kind and had a little dog, but also a hat that said F.U. Kiffin. And Grace was like, oh, I like your hat. I was like, no, it's for forget you, Lane Kiffin. That's what it meant. And she was like, sure, daddy. Sure. I know what it says. She's 13, dude. Like, she's older than me. Thank you, Mary. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Food of on three. That's where we are all day, every day. All right. Let's get into the college football stuff.
Let's do it. Before we get there, this guy's just dropping. I don't know what to talk about, taking a cape in and missed the first half of the show. Appreciate you, man, despite whatever you're facing over there. Hopefully it's a prescription Klonopin for your sake.
Hey, and then he
comes back.
Take a moment of silence for my guy, though.
He comes up. I may hop on some Anavar and Deca with the TRT. Brother, that's a lot. That's a lot. Good luck.
Man,
good luck.
I just got
heart.
A secondary, like, I just went to the moon with you, secondary style. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe you know, you send us progress picks, and maybe that's what Ben will get on. Ben will start jacking himself up with TRT and Anavar and Deca.
Well, that's what a lot of people keep saying. You know, I saw calling Fat Boy Ben. A lot of them are like, bro, you need some testosterone. I'm like, I don't disagree.
Honestly, dude, once you hit 40, I mean, you're not gonna have kids again, right? Like, are you planning on having any more kids?
Man, if God blesses me, I'll take as many babies he wants.
I was going to say, because if you don't, then TRT once you're 40 really doesn't.
We were like one of the very few things you're put on this earth to do, young Sudo,
is make babies. This is true.
No, not to make babies, to be fathers, man. And I,
so
I like,
babies.
Well, no, sex is just the best, brother. But like, you know, now we're getting to a debate.
Where are we going, man? This is the
Lord's
day.
I don't know. Following you, Wade.
Hey, this is what we do it for.
Ben, your energy. Oh, see, that's why I can be ugly. You know, all I gotta do is get on here and like, do a little.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm gonna stick with him because we want to talk about CFP stuff, right? If Carson Beck
does
a pick, then I'm feeling great about our chances.
Very serious now.
100%. This is what I said. If you guys listened yesterday, like based on what I've seen from Miami this year, they're not a team that's built to like last a shootout. If Ole Miss can score, and it really is about Mesidor and Reuben Bain on the edges for them. If you can just somehow keep Trinidad away from those guys, I feel pretty good. Like their DBs are, there's some hard ass hitters on that defense though. But I really, really, really think like if you can get past those initial pass rushers, it gives you an opportunity to really do some things, and they'll have to get creative. And I think like attacking their linebackers with some shallow routes and different things like that will be good. But yeah, no, people are automatically counting Ole Miss out despite watching what Trinidad did to Georgia. And granted, Miami is a better defense than Georgia's. But I said it when they beat Georgia, before they beat Georgia, I said, if they can get past this team, I will take them over anyone. And there's some tough, tough defenses left. I mean, between Miami, Oregon, the way they manhandled Texas Tech, who was an explosive offense, and then Indiana, which we know just plays sound and physical. They embody Kurt Cignetti's, you know, attitude and demeanor. There's some tough defenses, but as long as six is your trigger man, dude, I think you can win any of these games, personally.
You've been calling that all year. Even when I tried to be not a hater, but someone's like, I just don't know. Because I'm looking at very much from a trait standpoint, and even when I say, but look at that deep ball inaccuracy on that, like blah. Sudo would say, hey, don't talk. What would you say to me?
Don't. That's my quarterback, bro.
Quarterback.
Don't talk about my quarterback.
Don't talk about
like
my quarterback. Like straight up, like he's saying with his chest too. So
he's
serious.
He's a gamer. He's a hooper. He has that Chad. I always go back to Chad Kelly because he's my favorite.
Or Gunnar Stockton,
modern day
QB. About him too. Gunnar Stockton, man, I have so much respect for him after the Sugar Bowl. That was friggin' awesome. That dude's a warrior, man.
And dude, he was playing. He was definitely concussed. Did you see that one play where Nate Frazier had to tell him like, dude, you're lined up like behind the guard, like that's not the center, and had to like,
that's what that was.
Yeah.
I got sent that. I don't think I really knew what I was supposed to be looking for, honestly. I guess because
he lined up under the guard. I think it was the left guard, and this running back was like, Gunner, that's not the center, and had him like readjust. And he played his ass off.
That's scary.
That's what he does.
Like,
that's what he does.
But the spirit of the thing that I was ranting on a minute ago, you know.
Yeah.
And how we kind of look like Lane Kiffin as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys would be perfect. And also, I didn't realize Joe Milton was now in at quarterback. Lane Kiffin as the Cowboys head coach would be amazing in every way for what I need the NFL to continue to be. Like, I don't ever want the Cowboys to win another title in my lifetime because I need the carrot of what I used to chase when it didn't seem real that Ole Miss could get it to even remotely close to a national championship. It was about getting to a consistent bowl games. Playing in meaningless exhibition games like the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Pop-Tart Bowl is awesome, but like still it's meaningless. I appreciate them leading to the absurdity of it. You know?
It keeps some of the energy of what bowl season was supposed to be.
Used to feel like what it needs to be is it needs to be an event unto itself.
Yeah.
And like Lane for there, that would be perfect. And because I think it would be fun to go see him and talk to him. Because I don't have a problem with the guy at all. I really don't.
Yeah.
I actually know him better now than I ever have, and it's been kind of cool.
Tell you guys are best friends, dude. You're best friends.
Then college football, I prefer my college football as long as we can and best we can. We must prioritize even more so than money, preserving the spirit of the thing, man. The spirit of it.
That's because,
like, damn,
and
dude. Because if we lose that, man, and it just becomes business, that's the bitterness of that. I'm just not ready for. But that's why in I know the portal's open. We've been talking portal for an hour, but like, dude, Ole Miss is 2 wins away from a title. 2 wins. 2 wins against, like, it's a 2-game season of eternity for Ole Miss. Like, against teams, maybe if they'd have gotten Miami in the Cap 1 ball, you'd have thought they really accomplished something years ago, back when I was coming up, when you were coming up after me.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe then. And if they win, they'll get one of Oregon or Indiana. Oregon would feel like you'd made it, like especially in the 2010s when they started to come on. But historically, they haven't won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, historically a absolutely nothing football school. They were the Gene Hackman movie school for a lot of people that like young cats coming up. Like they don't remember your basketball history. Chris Beard, I mean, he still talks a lot about Bob Knight, but I mean, look, he's an older man now.
Yeah.
I remember Bob Knight. I bet you like people younger than us that are really getting into this, that are becoming the new generation, don't remember Bob Knight tossing a chair across the court.
They've never heard of it. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. The thing with Indiana, too, though, is I discovered this year because I was mind-blown. Like, how did they do this? Turns out they've always had money there. I don't know from what, but they obviously it's a basketball school. It all went to basketball.
It's Miami. But it's Miami. Bro.
What do you mean?
Miami is like Vegas. Is like, that's where the money goes. That's where debauchery, like debauchery will always have money. You're talking about
Indiana or Miami right now?
Miami.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Indiana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, how?
Sorry.
Yeah. I was like, how dude, does Indiana have? Like, where's that money coming?
Sorry, I wasn't listening to because like, how do you pronounce the quarterback for the Saints' last name?
Shuck. Okay. Yeah.
He's kind of good, dude.
Tonight, you get. Yeah, he's good.
Wait, what was that?
It's a song. It's a Gunna song, but they changed it to Shuck.
See, I'm old. I'm old. I've never heard of Gunna song.
He brought it up.
But I can quote a Ludacris lyric in Project Pat.
Oh, speaking of which, Christmas Elf said he's making an AI video of the Use a Ho Ludacris song with, I guess it's a lane situation, out on the eve before the game. Can't wait.
Well, I will say that was Ludacris's debut album, and it still is an all-time iconic debut album. Like it's banger after banger after banger. Word of Mouth is my personal favorite from Ludacris, but yeah, Use a Ho, like that song, which brought him like commercial fame, really, it's not only catchy, but better than most anything like else you'll listen to. Like I'm no disrespect to Gunna, but like you'd be hard pressed to find something more culturally hilarious and also kind of dope as hell with one of the best beats and hooks you'll ever hear than Use a Ho by Ludacris.
Oh, Ludacris is one of the most underrated rappers.
Well, hold on now. Like we ain't going to argue with Snoop Dogg because Snoop Dogg was right. He's like, because Ludacris does rap like he's like raps Dr. Seuss. You know what I mean? Like there's a ho over here. There's a ho over there.
Nah, he's a little more advanced because you have, I mean, to me, like 21 Savage is more of a Dr. Seuss, Cat in a Hat type deal.
You're right, though.
I love me some Savage. But no, Ludacris, 100%. Out of all the Atlanta guys that get all the love and shine, like people forget about how big Luda was at one point. Like he was massive.
He was ATL, man. He was Atlanta.
Yeah. He's a like, big freaking dude.
Outkast is forever Atlanta.
No doubt.
You know, but no like,
see that?
Ludacris.
See that back there?
Look at it. I really didn't. I think it's the, well, your head's always blocked.
My head's always there. But yeah, I've always had that Outkast vinyl sitting back there.
Hold on a second. Let's knock out some things. Ben, let me know if you need any more predictions. John, I'll take them all here. Give me right here now in the chat your prediction for the Fiesta Bowl score. I want to like go ahead and do that. You know, I want to figure out where are we going with this. Michael Irvin, the great 8-8, number 8-8. How many really revere Michael Irvin like I do? The Cowboys are my favorite team, mostly because of Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, and Emmitt Smith.
Yeah,
like I've been in fourth grade. God's honest truth. In fourth grade, I bet the guidance counselor at New Albany Elementary School that the Cowboys would beat the Steelers and Neil O'Donnell and the Steelers in the Super Bowl. He said, "All right, I want a big Spud Max for McAllister's. That's my dad owned." I said, "For a free one." I said, "I got you." He said, "What do you want? $20." And the Cowboys won because it was Neil O'Donnell and the greatest football team to ever exist. And he paid me $20 and he wasn't back the next year. Do you think that had anything to do with it? Maybe gambling with a fourth grader?
That's actually hilarious. I used to make bets with teachers, I feel like, you know.
Did they pay out, though?
Yeah, it'd be like something in the lunchroom. It'd be like, all right, if you do whatever, you know.
Hey, this man gave me a crisp $20 bill. Thank you, Mr. Glenn.
Oh, yeah. Forever remembered. It'd be like, I'll get you an ice cream bar at lunch or, you know, something like that. But Sorry,
I had way too many ice cream bars at lunch, bro.
Oh, speaking of Michael Irvin, dude, you'll get to meet him as long as he's on the field 45 minutes before kickoff.
Shit, I didn't even think about that.
You'll get to meet him.
Every Ole Miss fan that rallied completely unbeknownst to me until like I went, what is going on? And I saw it on the board at the Ole Miss Spirit. Sign up today with that QR code. Scan it. Join us right now because two games left and you can get 50% off an annual sub. You can, I mean, we write and talk about this stuff as they've talked about in the chat. I was up until the very early hours of the morning. Brad Logan, the Lego Hair King almost. He will, but now we'll both be on site reporting.
Brad's got perfect hair, man. That thing, it don't move, bro. I don't know what kind of product he uses. That thing's pristine.
I don't remember what I was going to tell you, but yes, meeting Michael Irvin would be insane for me. Yeah. And because of all those people that raised that money at the Spirit, it's just out of the kindness of their hearts. They just went, Ben, no, you're going to the game. I'm like, oh, no, it's cool. He said, no, you're going.
Yeah.
And they,
I love that.
Made sure I went. And so I'm going. And I didn't even think until you just mentioned that, dude.
Yeah.
That, yes. Michael Irvin's going to be on the sideline, man.
Dude, you'll get to meet him. So that's going to be crazy. Well,
I hope my credential like gets me on the, you know, the pre, you know, credential stuff can be complicated. Maybe like pregame, you think they'll let me down there and just like, cause I'll,
go yeah, cause up. I think,
hey, hey, give me a picture, man. You're the best.
There's that period that you can be out there, having covered, CFP in the past. Like there's a
humble brag.
Well, you have too, though. It's not like I'm, you know, but
dude, I covered Tulane and then the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah. That's CFP. But there is a period you get to be on the field, but it's not like a traditional game. So I think you have to be off 45 minutes before kick or something. So I'm sure Irvin will be out there, you know, shaking hands. Herbie and Fowler calling the game is elite, even though I love Sean McDonough. I think he did an incredible job. As somebody who wants to do play-by-play at some point in my career, dude, that's like one of those guys I admire, including Fowler. So very excited that is the case. Oh, Chuck, by the way, here's another reason to be on the Ole Miss Spirit. While we've been recording, Chuck Ronsonville just posted. Now, this is coming to you for free, so don't kill me, Ben. But this is more the reason for them to subscribe now, 50% off.
Mm-hmm. See? Now, tell them about the QR code.
Now, if you hit this that QR code, you can take advantage of this deal right now. You sign up today, 50% off the Ole Miss Spirit. It's transfer portal season. It's national title season. That's where you want to be, okay? And I'll give you a great example. I'll give you a little sample, okay? Charlie Weiss and Kevin Smith are in the Manning Center, according to Chuck Ronsonville, right now. It does appear that the shaming of Kevin Smith worked, and he was like, you know what? Damn it. I'll come back.
You called that one quite literally about an hour ago.
I think he got shamed into just coming back. Because, dude, like, it wasn't just like people on Twitter. It was national media being like, I don't know why you'd ever play for this guy. And I think that works.
That's incredible. The coaches that were at the Sugar Bowl not coming back to the Fiesta, how will their roles be absorbed? That's a great question, though.
Spelled roles, by the way, it just made me think about it.
Is it for me?
It's like a team dinner. It's like, well, who's going to absorb their roles?
Like, well, I was just thinking about like, hey, fat boy, but you know, that speaks more to me than them. No, God is good, he is sovereign. I know. I'm punishing myself.
You're bullying yourself right now, Ben.
No, I'm punishing myself because I was supposed to go to church and I had my alarm set and I slept through it because I'm old. I'm in my age 40 years, Sudo. It's frustrating. All right.
Good.
How will their you're an idiot. How will their roles be absorbed? First, the wide receivers. George McDonald isn't gone, so taking over for him will be Carter.
Yeah.
Carter. And the new wide receivers coach, Washington, formerly of Kentucky. All right, for running backs, Kevin Smith is still here, but in that room, like Frank Wilson was, he came out onto the field for the Sugar Bowl. He was at the Sugar Bowl. He's been with Ole Miss ever since the 27th of December came and ended with LSU losing to Houston, including new LSU or still retained LSU defense coordinator Blake Baker, giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards to a okay-ish Houston team, right?
Yeah.
But Frank Wilson has been in there. They're good there. Who else? Tight ends. If Brady's gone, I think he is. I talked to him on the – he was awesome. I really like Joe Brady. I hope he does great things. I think the tight ends, that's the question mark because they don't have a full-time guy hired yet. I think they're leaving that open intentionally. So – That one, I don't know what they're going to necessarily do, but it's tight ends. I would assume Jake Schoonover could coach the tight ends. Frank Wilson has experience coaching tight ends. That's what, when Pete said they have millions in the building that can instruct, that would, that's what he was talking about, you know. But they don't have a hire there yet, so that's one to keep an eye on. I heard Michael Nyswander from West Virginia is a name to possibly keep an eye on. Ben, I'm sure you've seen it, but you photobombed Golding's post-game sugar. I have seen it, and friends, you are all correct. I have to dress better. It's just, it's.
I haven't seen this. Where is this?
I'll send it to you. I'm just walking out there like, oh, this is so fun, man. This is kick ass. You know, dan, 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 dan. Like, here's happy Ben Garrett. You know, just like, oh, this is great.
You forgot the woodwind in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. You would have known.
You can't do the fight song without it, dude. Come on.
It's true, though. But I had on a North Face hoodie that was gifted to me by my mother-in-law for Christmas, and I liked it, so it was new. It was like a nice hoodie, but blue shorts, and I had closed-toed shoes. I didn't wear flip-flops.
That is the biggest evolution.
I was wearing my Hokas that my sweet mother-in-law also got me because they all agreed that I need to dress better. But then the combinations, I think I'm just absolutely, I don't understand how to put anything together. Like, honest to God. And so, like, my best friends have finally gone, dude, take the jacket I got you, put it with your Sunday school pants, and, like, put a collar on, dude, and tuck it in. But what about my face? Shut the f- up, man. Put the coat over and then the belt. So, yeah, I have seen it, and discussions are being made, and my wife has vowed to dress me better. So,
I don't think there's anything wrong with the way you dress, Ben. I think this is all being blown out of proportion. Let the man just embrace his swag. Okay.
All right. So what is the Vikings Packers game? Does that even matter?
I don't remember. I'm not going to lie to you.
How much does that matter for anything?
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I don't think it does matter.
Yeah, I don't think it does. Yeah.
Hold on. I have
been distracted the whole time because I love watching NFL Red Zone. It preserves the spirit of the thing. I don't want to watch your commercials. Just flip over from every game.
No,
don't make me sit through a 2.5 minute timeout.
And I used to be one of those like people that was like, oh God, this is ruining the sport. It's like so like frenetic and crazy. And now I'm like, this is the only way I can watch because the Giants are awful. So like and you don't get them in Atlanta. You don't get Giants games. I don't have Sunday ticket. So I either have to pull up a stream, which keeps freezing, or I can just watch it on Red Zone. It's not like much is happening. This is hilarious, by the way.
Your father was a remove the comment. What is it? What does it say?
Hold on, let me.
I got it. All right. What did you say?
Your father was a highly touted seventh year college quarterback in the portal. This is where we're at.
Man, now. That man is living the dream, though. Look at him. You know, he got three healthy kids.
He all has that a portal money. Wife. All you that know, portal money.
It's dude. All that portal money. All that portal dang money. Right. Hey, if he's a highly touted seventh year college quarterback and he's made some money in the portal. TJ Finley, there's a reason TJ Finley keeps going.
Jaden Rashada transferring again. It's a tradition like no other, man.
Yeah.
The kid there's played a, for I mean, Florida Ole Miss basketball. And Georgia.
Yeah. Crazy. And then the whole Ole Miss basketball, like, why are they bad? AJ Store, 8 schools in 8 years. Ole Miss paid him good, and they're not playing well.
No doubt.
Culture matters, and I think that's one thing that Chris Beard didn't anticipate being so poor was the culture of this team kind of being just not particularly good.
Yeah, also, you know, some better offensive game planning would be much welcome too. Is there anything we haven't touched? I guess we haven't really talked about the Peach Bowl.
The Peach Bowl's being played.
Yeah, Indiana, obviously, and Oregon, a rematch. Ben, I don't know how you go against Indiana because Indiana, Ole Miss has now become America's team after beating Georgia and the way Lane, but Indiana all year has been America's team, right? Everybody's like, I can't believe Indiana football is this good. I just can't go against them. I know Lanning gets another shot at them. And I don't think it will matter, man. I think the way their defensive line just harassed Dante Moore the first time. And also the way Texas Tech's defense played. Let's talk about that a little bit because that was a game that I anticipated Texas Tech winning. And if there was any semblance of an offense for the Red Raiders, they would have probably won that game. I mean, their defense did everything in there, and everyone looks at the final score, goes, 23-0. It's like, if you watch that game, you know Oregon was fighting. They went for it on fourth down 8 times, and they got it 4 times, but they had to go for it on fourth down 8 separate times to obviously, you know, stay in the game and beat Texas Tech. But Tech's offense, man, just it was such a Baron Morton. Like, good God, I thought that guy was good, but it was truly disappointing. Despite that, despite the way Oregon looked against that offense, I'm not going against Cignetti's guys in this one. They got weapons. Like we talked about Elijah Surratt last week. I mean, Charlie Becker, like as the season has gone on, has played a bigger role. Omar Cooper Jr. is awesome. And then Hemby, their running back. That's another thing. Texas Tech actually ran the ball decently well against Oregon. And I don't know why they didn't do that more. So I do think Hemby, their running back in Indiana, takes care of business. I'm riding with Indiana, man. I said it was going to be Indiana, Georgia in the Natty with Georgia winning. And now I'm just flipping that to Ole Miss, Indiana in the Natty with Ole Miss winning. But Indiana's going to be tough. Definitely tough for Oregon and for Ole Miss, for that matter.
At MA Georges, if Wisner, the Texas transfer running back that is visiting Ole Miss, I don't think we know the exact date for the visiting, but there are multiple visitors on campus today. If he comes in, is that a bad sign about Lacey? No, they've got to get a transfer portal running back regardless. They signed a 4-star and Shekhi Mills night they still like, but they're going to need at least one transfer, Lacey or not. So, yeah. But I think Indiana, you called it earlier in the year, and I didn't question it, but you just called it. Kurt Cignetti's the best coach in football now.
It's kind of hard to argue, right?
I mean, like, he took over your boy Kirby. Now, Kirby is the best as far as consistency. Hold on. Thank you, hon. My wife bought me in a Bucky's cup. Thank you, hon. In a Bucky's cup.
Emily, you're a sweetheart.
See, she thumbs. She did that right there. Thank you, honey. See, God is good. God is sovereign. Said Wisner, you're a Wisner, Harry. You're a wizard, Harry. So that's what I'm gonna do. Like, let's Wisner. Talk Harry Potter. I know Wisner. See, I'm
Wisner. Matt's quick with it today, dude. Matt's been on.
Dude, Matt's my dude.
You can't get shit past him today,
dude. Matt's my Matt's with me at the Ole Miss Spirit. That right, that QR code right there, dude. Like he's with me at the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm bad at pointing. And yeah, you can join.
Shoulder.
Yeah, 50% off. Like as long as Ole Miss is in the playoff, and you can come join us, man. Matt's there all the time, and he always helps, bro. This stuff is chaotic to remember and try to figure out in real time. But we all do our best. Like we news dump in real time. I hope people realize that like a lot of this you should be paying for, but like not really. I just want you to come hang out with me here. And like let's keep
and I'll say this about this podcast and Talk of Champions for that matter too. It's like, you know, there's some people that charge you to answer your questions, which is a great business model. Like I think that's smart. But
Sanitarian on three. Cheers, my friend.
We don't do that here, right? We just answer questions for free.
And the problem is because we don't know, because maybe you don't, you need to set up the super chat
because we're bad businessmen.
Yes.
So you guys are benefiting from that.
We are creatives, not businessmen, but we're blessed in other ways. Like on Sunday while we watch Red Zone and hang out together, my wife brings me something to drink. This is work. I mean, we're too blessed to be stressed. Like I told you what, God is good.
Damn right.
No.
And all the time, guys.
I do like God is good. Damn right. I like that just as well, my guy. Fire. You know, that's more my speed anyway.
Sorry, I was on Twitter trying to see. So we got like 4,000 people on I've seen on YouTube. I'm seeing if there's different numbers on Twitter. Oh, it's the same amount. Okay. So it's a total. Must be a total.
But the math always gets weirder once the stream stops.
That's true. 4,008. We're still growing. All these people still coming in, and we've kind of wrapped it up.
Is there anything else?
What do we need to touch that we haven't touched on?
Let's hit the questions that have been asked for the people that got in late. All right.
Yeah.
Now tell me how do you shuck dat? Is that how it is? So it's shuck.
It's shuck. Shuck.
Yeah. Tyler shuck. Shuck dat. I love that. That's kind of dope.
I had that game on over there, but
wouldn't it be nice if Sorsby signs with LSU, then Trinidad gets his waiver? It would be. I don't think this waiver thing feels stinky. Ferris State hasn't really helped Ole Miss with the case.
Yeah.
And I know it frustrates Pete Golden. He said it to me. I asked him, I said, are you surprised at all? And he said, dude, nothing surprises me anymore. He first laughed because I said, I'm not asking you to make the case, but like, is it surprising? And he goes, that Trinidad, the waiver stuff has took this long. Nothing surprised me anymore. But like, dude, Portal, the friggin' Fiesta Bowl on Thursday, and Trinidad Chambliss, like, pretty much that waiver. The dominoes from that are insane for Ole Miss, and they only have 16 days. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they need the, like, you're holding back a business. If now we are all shareholders, if this is just big business, then yeah, dude, get your act. Like, you need that. Should they take them to court? Hell yeah, they should. I think you're already seeing that happen. Like, you just need to, like, with Ty Mars being brought on by Trinidad Chambliss, yes. I mean, they're taking all angles. Like, they just need a decision. That right now, somebody put it on somebody's desk and say, can he stay or can he go? He can't. So they can move on. I believe Deuce Knight is going to end up at Ole Miss in the transfer portal. But, like, if he doesn't, won't shock me either. Do y'all know how this stuff works? What makes it fun, too? Because it's chaotic. It's insanity. There's nothing else like it. I just hope we keep preserving the spirit of the thing. And they need this waiver. They need to know one way or another to see if they need to go swing the biggest of it. Maybe they need to pay $4 million, not for Brendan Sorsby or Sam Levitt, but maybe for Brendan Sorsby if he's really listening. Everybody thought he was going to Texas Tech, dude. Now he's traveling. He's headed to LSU because Lane and the Tigers, dude, them pocketbooks are...
They're going to drop money for a quarterback, multiple QBs, as Lane always does.
That's Joe, I don't think Joe Milton's going anywhere. Not Joe Milton. Good God. Bryce Underwood.
Underwood.
Sorry. So yeah. I told you, I forgot. I didn't realize the Cowboys are coming back with Joe Milton. How do you feel about that?
I don't care at this point, Ben. I was happy to see Dart get that win last week because I know, you know, just how bad he's got to be feeling because the guy's won pretty much at every level and now he's in this cesspool
with
the Giants.
And it ends the whole, like, yeah, trade Dart, draft Mendoza.
It does, but I wanted that first pick so we could trade it and get more assets. I mean, the second pick is cool, but it's not as...
But see, I think the Giants would have been stupid enough to do exactly what people asked of them, and that would be to trade Jackson for like a third-round pick and draft Mendoza and continue to do what the Giants do. Nah, trust Jackson Dart, man. That dude wins, but like, for real,
yeah.
Give him like Malik Nabers back. Give him like... You took his coach and is like, don't let it... What happened to Matt Corral happen to Jackson Dart on a much bigger level. You know what I mean?
They need to just shore up the offensive line and ensure that his future is good. And also, teach my brother how to slide, because that's the only thing knock I have on his game in the NFL right now.
That is so fair, though, bro.
Bro, please, for your sake, for the team's sake, for the fans' sake, just slide. Do you want to do this one more time, Ben? Just maybe the top guys. We don't have to go through every single one, but I just pulled up.
I will stay on here as long as you want to. Now, I know you got to go, so let's just say
I'm good. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm watching Red Zone and hanging with you. I don't care. What else do I have to do? I got my wife wants to know if she can vacuum yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want to take up Emily's, you know.
No, what I'm saying is like, I started my Sunday. I didn't go to church. It was my fault. I overslept. Legitimately overslept. Didn't do the whole wink wink, I'm oversleeping. No, I overslept. And 10:36, I got up. My wife was already doing chores and stuff, and she hates doing it. I immediately jumped in with her. We cleaned dishes. We took them out. We're watching Pastor Charlie on the TV. You know what I mean? We're being good Christians, but like, we slept in. We feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know? And so, Jesus, we're going to clean the house. We're going to get after it. You know, I was being a good father to the girls, making them be a part of it. You know, they got to contribute the we, not the me.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah, I took a shower, jumped in here, and now if I get off here with you, you know what I'm going to have to do?
Get some work done, huh?
Vacuum.
Some chores. I was going to say some chores around the house, huh?
And I've been walking these floors. I've been thinking it myself because I'm a domesticated dad. Like, dude, these floors are filthy. God, dude. And my daughters, God love them, they got to clean their damn rooms. They got to, man. Like, they just have no respect for their things. You hear me?
With kids these days, man.
Kids these days.
Kids these days.
Doo-doo.
Dude, I bought my niece my niece is 11, and she asked me for a CD player this year. And I went,
why?
I was like a record player? And she was like, no, a CD. And I'm like, a CD player? Like that. I mean, like, and I was talking to my sister. I'm like, she mean like the Discman like we had? Like, is that what she wants? No. She wants a tabletop CD player, like a record player, but for CDs. So I buy her this because she loves K-pop. I guess all the kids are listening to K-pop now.
I can honestly say I haven't ever listened to a K-pop.
I don't know much about it, but she loves that stuff. So
no, I know all about cake pops. Like whenever you go to like a sweet shop, because I'm a girl dad, so I know
like
all about
Starbucks.
The cake. Like frigging Starbucks.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was gonna say.
But
we stopped on our way home coming back from New Orleans.
Did you get
course.
A cake pop?
I didn't. I got me two chocolate scones. Heat them bitches up, bro.
Woo. Let's go. That's great.
Fire to Sudo. Fire.
I believe you. I'm with expensive, the Starbucks pastries.
But know. Also, like, at least when you get the croissant, you feel like it's fancy bread. So I was
you
like,
you got to say right, croissant, by the way. Like,
yeah, I'm like, well, screw it. I'm buying fancy bread for $6, you know?
I love to be obnoxious when I get croissants, and I'll be like, can I get the croissant?
The croissant?
Croissant, please.
It's like, I love when you do stuff like that. Like, you're the one that every time I was talking to friends about Trinidad Chambliss, I do what you always, what you started.
Trinidad. I also before
from Michigan.
Before I knew, yeah, I thought he was from Trinidad. For like when he first came on the scene, I didn't know who he was. I was like, is this guy? Then I saw he's from Michigan. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. He's not anywhere close to Trinidad. Anyway, so I buy my niece this CD player, right? And then like within 2 days, she calls me to be like, hey, I think you need to order me a new one because this one's just not working. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, you just want me to order you a new, because it was like a demand. It was like, hey, yeah, it's not working. I tried to charge it. Whatever. And I call my sister. I'm like, dude, what? I can't just buy her another $100 plus CD, like a tabletop. Like, what's going
you
on?
You are Uncle. Oh, you are Uncle Sudo. Yes, you got her a gift and it doesn't work.
No, it works, dude. It's exactly what I thought it was. I was like, maybe the outlet that she's using isn't a good out. Maybe it's not working. You know what I mean? You had to press the little
reset the outlet. Yeah.
Reset
put
the outlet.
The reset button. Of course.
Lo and behold, that's exactly what it was. But
but hey, you taught her something. You know, like I've had to teach my girls the same. We're old, bro. I told you this. You ain't listening, man. We old, man.
I know. But it's just that entitlement. I was just like, damn, you just expected me to just buy you a brand new one because that one wasn't working? Like, come on. What are we doing here?
Why is there... My wife started vacuuming.
Oh, okay. I don't even hear it.
Oh, she texted me. I said, just bring me something to drink and then close the door. But she started without me. Mm. Have you had fun? Have you been fun doing your little talking to your computer? I love that.
That's not how Emily sounds, by the way.
No, she's perfect. I love her so much. B&A all right, Bank. All right, all right. You're going to take the reins and we got to get this.
Yeah, let's hit this. So we've got
B&A Bank, Riverland Roofing. Let me do my sponsors.
Get the
B&A Bank. Look, see, now you can actually see it. B&A Bank. Look at that with my hand. Look at there. You can see it.
Yeah,
B&A.
Kind
of messy with like Freddie Freeman up there. B&A Bank. Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. Brian and Mason both found me in New Orleans. It was awesome. And we interviewed Mason at Manning's. We love those guys. College Corner, Scott, my guy, interviewed you twice in NOLA, you know, and now maybe I'll see all of you in Phoenix. And if I do, hells yeah, God is good. That would be awesome. I don't know how it'll top New Orleans, but dang it, I think we're going to try, Sudo. And y'all got me there, and it was awesome. So I wanted to thank all of those people.
Are you staying with Sean? Did you get that sorted out?
Well, that's the thing. Don't ask me live all about these things, Sean.
I don't know.
Sean's his agent, Sean. Folks.
You put that out there. I didn't even put that out.
Like Sean's his guy. You know, you got to meet my guy. You know, Sue's telling me I got to meet his guy. You know what I mean?
I want to
because Sean sounds friggin' awesome.
He's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I haven't contacted him yet, and now you made me feel like a dick. But it's because it's a lot in the last 3 days. It's not. Yeah, but for me, these are all good problems. Oh, I got to call Sean because I
got
to hurry and get to Phoenix because the Rebels, if they beat Miami, will be one friggin' win away. That's nuts to me.
It is. And hopefully they're getting some more guys to keep that rolling, including potentially Perry Thompson. How do you feel about Perry Thompson? Just to go back through the portal targets.
We're back on that. Auburn wide receiver. You mean do the clunky oven crap again?
Sure. Clunky oven crap.
I'll say medium high.
Okay. Trey Wisner again for our buddy here.
We hit on that one. Yeah.
We did.
He's visiting and they need another running back. They need another running back.
Javonte Connor, the tight end from ECU.
I just weirdly haven't heard a lot about it, but it just makes so much sense.
Okay. Let me pull up the other list. I'm just going to go through guys that you've already kind of brought up as potential targets. Because like Mbakwe and guys like that, we just don't know. We just haven't heard enough. I think we said Jeremy Scott, the receiver from South Alabama. Is it we now?
Are you finally embracing the we? Like it's we. It's like Game Runs Deep is hearing. Because really, you're just asking me these questions. You know, now you're saying like co-opting that we both know anything.
Well, yeah.
Don't make us look stupid enough. I got to figure out the lighting in this damn room. Good Lord.
It looks fine. Who else did we talk about?
Look at that Eli jersey. That jersey behind you is so dope.
Have you seen it? Have you seen
now
it?
Now I have. Day? No.
Let me see if
Zoom
I can.
It out. Oh, dude.
That's fire. It's a collab with Kith. And no, it is not signed, but it's like a $500. I had Lovely X a few X's ago was awesome. And she knew I wanted it. And
saw that
I'd bookmarked it on Instagram and bought it for me. It was a great surprise. It was so cool.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is kind of an Ole Miss podcast, and you're wearing a Giants hat, and Eli's a legend. He's now back with the program because the Mannings have returned with Pete Golding. That is an undersold story here. The Mannings are back.
The Mannings are back. Ole
Miss, and they always have to be associated. And you're telling me we can't get Eli to sign Sudu's jersey?
You know what's funny? I've never met the man. I've met a ton of Ole Miss guys. And Eli's the reason I'm even in sports media. Like he's the reason I'm in broadcasting. And I wrote a column with the Spirit a few years ago whenever he retired. They retired his jersey. I always was like, damn, I hope he sees it. I don't think he ever did, but I could have met him at the Tulane game, except they kicked us off the field like 45 minutes before the kickoff.
You're so sweet.
What are you doing?
Love it, Eli. Like you love Eli Manning. You know,
like every other kid in the early 2000s, growing up in Oxford or in the state of Mississippi, mind you, like that was everyone's role model. That's what everybody looked up to, right? So, don't do super chats. Set awesome. Up PayPal and link it. This is great advice. This is good business advice right here.
We're creatives. Who's gonna write that down? Because I'm not. You know,
I'll remember that. I'll remember that.
You like got an encyclopedic memory about some stuff, dude. It's crazy.
It's again, not always. Shout out Zach Berry for real. This is his time to shine this week. So, good for him.
Z to the B, Zach Berry.
He does a great job.
Yeah, I got to give him.
Okay, is there anything else we're missing? Can you talk about? Hold on. You talk about expected players to be retained. Carnero, Principal, Dottery, Braxton. It's a lot of people that want Lucas Carnero.
Here we go. Yes. Yes, you're right. You want to finish that before I interrupted you for the millionth time again? You're absolutely.
There was a time like a week ago where I thought Oscar Bird and Carnero were both going to LSU, and now I don't know if that's the case.
I am completely I believe the same as you. I actually don't think they're going anywhere because Jake Schoonover is here and Ole Miss fully understands the value of both of those players, as exhibited by Pete Golding's trust in allowing Lucas Carnero. To kick both a 55 and a 56 yarder against a team that the other guy couldn't beat this year.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know, suck up all the oxygen with my talking some my trash, you know.
It feels like you're slowing down, Ben.
Well, now that's unfair. Well, because people always get onto me for interrupting Brad and interrupting you. So, like, I'm trying to be very conscious.
Everyone but our friend Rebel and Dave. He says I interrupt you. I'm not seeing him in here today. Where is Rebel?
That's what's so funny, man, is you and I have been laughing about that ever since he sent that to you in, like, October. Because it's like both of you and I knew it was completely the opposite and always.
Oh, man. All right, let's wrap it up, I guess, guys. It's been real. Thanks for joining us on Game Runs Deep, talking champions here today. Obviously, we got Fiesta Bowl week coming up, so a lot more coverage for Ben on the Ole Miss Spirit. Obviously, game day, we're planning on doing a big all-day kind of live thing. I'll be involved in that. What is this, fellas? I really don't think I've watched anything since Thursday except Sugar Bowl highlights and reactions from different people. That's been my entire Twitter, man. My For You page is just all Sugar Bowl related content.
Mine too. It's been nuts.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, Ben. What's your schedule? Do you have set show dates for Talk of Champ, like standalone Talk of Champion episodes, or what? What should the people be?
I have no idea because I forgot. Like, because we got to figure out the time difference too, and I'm not getting there till 9 p.m. Mountain Time. But that'll mean we can still do the eve of the Fiesta Bowl show, like we did with the New Year's Eve show in New Orleans. You know, but yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think I can announce something right now. But like,
It's only an hour behind Mountain Time, by the way, from Central.
Makes it way easier.
It's 1:37, right? It's 2:37 and
See, you already confusing. No, see, that's why I just say somebody will tell me.
It's,
you know,
it's 2:37.
My clock will tell me. Well, I got my watch on.
Right? It is. Yeah, because an hour. Yeah. So 2:37 in Oxford, that means it's 1:37 right now in Mountain Time.
I'm just excited that I get to go to Phoenix, man. That's what's awesome. Like, not just for myself, but like just I'm going to go live as many times as I possibly can for people. Everywhere I am and talking to as many people as I can. Because like I ran into CJ Johnson, my guy. In the Sheridan, he was there with Channing Ward, who coached, not only was an absolute monster for Ole Miss defensively, especially with those big hits on special teams back in the day. Now, because we're old, I told you this. But he was an assistant coach after Ole Miss at New Albany High School just down the road. So, like, I could have had the thing right there going, hey, yeah, we'll be live for whatever, talking to CJ and them. I want to do that everywhere, and now I might get to do that. Now, Sudu's the tech guy, and he's not going with me. So, you know.
No. Here's what Ben does, all right? Ben knows he's tech savvy. But when I show up, he acts like he doesn't know anything. Like, after the Tulane game, this man asked me how he should set up the tripod. I said, Ben, you've been doing this every game without me. But when I show up, for some reason, this man just is like, I don't know, dude. Do we need the chair? Do we need all the legs? I'm like, Ben.
Because I am now to you what Chuck Roundsville has always been for me.
You're not that. It's not quite there yet. You're not quite there yet. Chuck is a traditional magazine newspaper guy who built the website and had a little tech stuff through that, but you're different. You came up in a different time. Don't you dare tell him.
I graduated in 04. That's what you came up in a different time.
I thought you graduated in like 06, 07?
What difference would that make?
Because you got to Ole Miss in 03, didn't you? Right?
No, I graduated high school from 04, Ole Miss in 08.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Because you're only 9 years older than me.
Is that true?
Yeah. You're not even a decade older than me, dude.
Oh, because I've always known you could kick my ass. I guess that's it. I don't know why we're talking about this. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Ben, get a fake like he's still podcasting for an hour to not have to vacuum. 100%.
That's exactly what I've been trying to get you to see, because Emily is now by my door. That is not a joke. It's just what is happening in my house. And he's not wrong. My guy's there. Come to the Ole Miss Spirit over there.
Damn. You want to talk about feeling old? I feel old seeing this.
I feel old seeing Jaheim Otis pop up again as an Ole Miss transfer target. Dakota King graduated in 04. I was born in 04.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now that's that stuff. Oh, it's my nephew, Ruff. Hey, Ruff.
What's up, Ruff?
That's my guy, Ruff Big Garrett. Ruff. And also, shout out to my guy, Cooper, because they're all my nephews and they'll be mad at me.
Yeah,
Ruff,
like
Cooper, and Lawrence. Yeah, okay. My guy, LT.
Hell yeah. All right, we're going to let y'all go. We're going to get Ben vacuuming with Emily. Got to get the house clean. It's Fiesta Bowl week. But yeah, make sure you follow him at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Subscribe to the Ole Miss Spirit, 50% off right now. This is the best time to do it. I'm on there every single day. We just gave y'all some great information from Chuck Roundsville, stuff like that popping off. Zach's in his bag, Ben's in his bag, Jake's in his bag. They're cooking over there. So be a part of that. Subscribe to Game Runs Deep on Spotify. That would really help us. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Subscribe to Ole Miss Spirit on YouTube. What else? Follow me on Twitter at SuduTV. I think that's it. I think we're gonna let y'all go. Benny, any final words?
Hey to all my nephews. Thank you all in the chat. Sudu, you're the best. And, she keeps standing right here with the vacuum by my door.
Emily, I'm trying to get him out, okay?
Dang, dude. You narc. You've always been a narc. That's why you're a little bro.
Only when it comes to helping Emily out, bro.
That's messed up, man. Messed up.
Bye, all right, buddy. Guys. It's been real. All right, Benny. I'll see you sometime this week.
Now I'm going to go friggin' vacuum all because of you.